FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm delighted to be welcoming to the studio Mandy Salonika, who is the founder and owner of The Adventurous You. Welcome back, Mandy.
Thank you, Jenny.
How lovely to catch up between trips. So I know last year's successful Walking in Tuscany tour was wonderful because I was part of it. And you put together tours for adventurous women who want to travel in a group of like-minded women. So you're going back again, and I want to chat about the food.
Yes. So this time it's slightly different to what you experienced. Last time we were up in the mountains and hiking as such. And this time we are in the Valdorcia area, so it's easy to moderate walks, not that hiking that we had. And beautiful countryside, it really is. In Florence, we have a walking food tour, so that's where we start off in Florence. And we have a walking food tour, so you can taste pasta and ciata, which is a flat bread, and lampredotto, which is like a tripe cooked in broth and served in a sandwich. I'm not sure we're all going for that.
No.
Florentine steak, which is absolutely my favorite. Gelato, of course, and local cheeses and cured meats. But the star of the trip is we're staying out in the countryside in the Valdorcia area. We're staying in the 14th century farmhouse, and we're surrounded by olive groves. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And they have a restaurant there, and they do their own cooking and all the fresh food. The dishes and the menu of the day are selected according to availability of the products on the current day and the season. They serve the meals in the same way that their parents and grandparents used to eat. And that's at a communal table with spectacular view of the Valdorcia Valley. That's what I'm looking forward to.
And Mandy, tell me, the women who go with you in the group, would they be involved in that cooking, or will they just be enjoying
They're just enjoying it until the last day. We have a cooking class at the farmhouse,
I'm
looking forward to that. I don't know what we'll be cooking, but that day we're not walking. We are merely cooking and enjoying the view and maybe drinking Prosecco.
Maybe. I'm not so sure about the maybe, but I know that the guarantee is that they'll all have a wonderful time. And what comes from these groups is not just about eating the food and exploring the area, but the wonderful friendships that are forged along the way.
You are so right. I think that's the important part, is the camaraderie. The women, you know, they arrive a bit hesitant, and then the stories start and the laughter flows, and it's just lovely. It really is. And then friendships form, and the friendships carry on once they're back home again.
Well, I think that is the exciting part of doing a trip with The Adventurous You, is actually knowing that you're going to be sharing the experiences with other people and have a lot of fun along the way. So you're not only doing Tuscany, I know you have another wonderful trip coming up, and it's Slovenia.
That's right, Slovenia in October. So Slovenia, we start off in Zagreb, and then we do all the little towns and the villages. I mean, Slovenia is so picturesque. They often describe it as a picture on a chocolate box. That's how pretty it is. So we do things like, it's not an actual walking tour, but obviously there's lots of walking because we're exploring different villages and that. And we go to the Vintka Gorge as well, which is beautiful. It's a national park. And we go walking along there with our guide. Very pretty. We visit Ljubljana, which is the capital, and just as picturesque as Bled, which has a storybook theme with a church on a tiny island. Ljubljana, it's 3,000-year Roman, medieval, and Austrian history. And it's got a medieval castle perched up on the hill. So you can picture it, very picturesque.
And what will you be eating in Slovenia? What stands out as their perhaps national dish?
Okay, so on the way to Ljubljana, we stop at a little town called Rodovilcia, which holds a monthly farmer's market in the town square. And they have a few quaint museums, such as the Museum of Apiculture, which is on Slovenian beekeeping. Slovenians are very into their bees. And there, we stop and have a bistro lunch at the Michelin star Hisa Linhart restaurant, set in a Gothic townhouse on the square, like bistro lunch. We maybe could have roast beef and lake trout, chicken with black lentils or beans, and traditional cheese vadelcha from 1799, the recipe. It's a traditional cheese dish from the region. So it's things like that. But we then go to the coastal towns and there's seafood.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. You've whet my appetite. So, Mandy, I know there's still spaces for both the Tuscan tour in September and also Slovenia in October.
Yes,
so
there
it's
is.
The adventurous you. Thank yes, you for inspiring
thank
us.
Thank you very much. Okay.
That was Mandy Salonika, founder of The Adventurous You. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.